Welcome into Ordinary Christians. We've got a doozy of an episode for you. We have come to you today to talk to you about UFOs.
No, yes.
In the realm of conspiracy theory, now confirmed by the United States government and government officials and President Obama to be real. And Ron Sitlau is our resident Ordinary Christian UFO observer and expert. And so in this edition, we're just going to kind of let Ron run wild with all of this.
Hey, Derek, Ron. I may just have to be sound effects going, okay.
I can't tell you how excited I am that I get to talk about my secret passion. Starting about five to eight years ago, a government program was put into place to begin to look at these, what the government calls UAPs. And these UAPs were being encountered by Navy ships and Air Force pilots and all over in these different places all over the world. And through a series of events, these videos began to be leaked to the public. And there's a New York Times article that I think is a couple of years old now that was kind of the first time that it was dealt with legitimately. And since then, there's a law that's been passed that was passed last year that is that Congress has asked the Department of Defense to write a report kind of categorizing all of these encounters with these unidentified objects. But here's what's interesting. These whatever these things are, these ships or these pods, is that they travel at unbelievable speeds. They turn in ways that break the laws of physics. They're able to go from like 80,000 feet to underwater. And we can track them. We've tracked them not just visually, but with radar and other tracking mechanisms so that we know they're real. We don't know what they are, but we know they're real. So
that is
so
crazy.
Cool.
Bob, can you explain to me this? Is Ron just a conspiracy theorist? And has this been a long-term thing from going back to faith days? Was this a part of staff meetings when Ron was on staff at Faith? Like, give us a background here to all of
this.
I'm
praying really hard right now how to respond. Okay, I think the Bible would affirm that Ron is, the Bible says we're aliens and strangers in this world, and Ron confirms that. No, I'm just kidding. No. I mean, my opinion on this, I've had a really interesting encounter with a man who I'll leave unnamed for many years who professed faith in Christ, who believes in aliens and UFOs. And I've confronted him with this comment constantly with grace, which is the Bible nowhere affirms that there are UFOs or extraterrestrial beings. I push him more towards the understanding that there are angels and there are real demons. And, you know, what are they? So I don't know. Created order.
So Bob,
I think the world is
the wisest of all of us. You're the wisest of all of us, Bob. So what are
Speak
these
to
things?
Us, this, Jedi Master?
What is this that's been observed? What have we been seeing in these videos? What have been tracked here? Give us some thoughts.
Come to my side, buddy. It's okay over here.
I would say to you that they are. I'm going to play a mystery. That's all I can say. It's a mystery because I think the Earth is the center of the universe. That Jesus Christ came to this earth. It didn't say anywhere in scripture that he came to another earth and saw some other beings that were out extraterrestrial or unique or aliens or something like that. So I'm kind of doubting. I just say it's a mystery. I can't come up with any answer biblically.
Well, let me help.
This is good.
Thank
this is
goodness.
Good. We need the
Thank
expert
goodness
here.
I'm here. Yeah, I agree with Bob. It is a mystery. I think it's one of two things. I think it's either some kind of secret United States government program or it's extraterrestrial. I don't think the Chinese or Russians have the ability.
You don't think it's Russia?
No, I don't think that's I think that's
It's not
silly
it's not Vladimir
about.
Who's piloting his secret
around these
spacecraft
pods.
Or a bad burrito.
But let's say that they are extraterrestrial. you know, the scriptures say that Jesus died once for all, that the, you know, the incarnation is a unique event. The cross is a unique event. The resurrection is a unique event. But Romans says that all of creation yearns for redemption. And so that the blood of Jesus Christ, if there is sin in the cosmos, his blood is sufficient for any for anyone who has a mind and who has sinned, that this redemption is far and enough sufficient to bring about salvation for anyone who would believe upon his name. It is interesting. C.S. Lewis kind of ponders this in his Space trilogy.
Yes.
And in it, his kind of imaginative thinking is that sin is only let loose on Earth, and that there's places in the cosmos in which sin has not touched. And so it's an interesting right. thing to think about. But it doesn't challenge my faith to find out there's little creatures running around somewhere. I do think that Jesus Christ is the central figure of the cosmos, and I would call people, whoever they might be, to faith in him.
Derek and Ron, what about my thought or theory that it's possible that this could be demonic activity?
Sure.
Because, you know, you talked about the whole thing about the ability to stop and turn on the dime and you know, human can't do that and all that kind of stuff and the speed. Because, I mean, that's where I would go like, hey, there's real demons and demonic activity. There's angels. I mean, that's true biblically. There are demons. That's true biblically. They're spirits that, you know, they're not omnipresent demons, but they can be on assignment in the demonic world. You know, that's, I mean, if I want to go in that world, I'm there.
Man, Bob, you have intensified this for me because Ron just kind of opened my mind to thinking that there was extraterrestrial activity that was taking place that we were observing. And now you're like, well, maybe it's demonic activity. Maybe it's demonic activity that we're observing. And that's more frightening.
Mercy. Yeah, I have no problem. I mean, obviously, it could as easily be angels and demons. And there has been a, you know, not to name drop, but Hal Lindsey several years ago said that if there's any kind of encounters, that he thinks that it would be a demonic deception.
I did not get my theology from him at all.
Let me affirm you by Hal Lindsey's great thinking.
This is why it's so good to have Ron as a part of this group. It's good that we've got like the charismatic Pentecostal here to tell us about that whole world, to bring that into
Hal Lindsey to the rescue.
There's so little going, that man. I know of that world. Well, I'll tell you all
planet
this.
Planet Earth, the 2021 edition.
When I was in college, we had a professor, took a class called History of Science with an extremely elderly professor who I loved very much. And he had a very particular delivery in his class like this. He would give his lectures. And he talked about how he thought that there were extraterrestrials and about how Jesus has probably had to go and die on those planets as well.
Wow.
And then he read a letter to us from the college president. And the college president's letter, I thought, was excellent. He said, the Bible makes clear the utter uniqueness of the life and death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and about how that is a once-for-all event, not replicated in any sort of way, that it was totally completed at that particular time. And so that means that we as Christians would have no reason to believe that Christ would go to other planets to die and rise again on other planets as well, but that the cross is sufficient, and that if we find that there is extraterrestrial life, that means that Christians will need to begin missionary activity to tell of those other other planets of the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, which I thought was excellent. And so I mentioned that once at a talk that I gave, and somebody at the end goes, bro, only people in Adam fell. So Adam's fall wouldn't apply to these alien races, so Jesus wouldn't need to die for them. And I was like, oh my goodness, great point, man.
Yeah.
And anyway, those are the thoughts and from theologians wiser than myself about the gospel and extraterrestrial life.
Yeah, there's that. Ron, are you going to say something? You look like you're ready. You're deep in thought.
My whole thing is that we don't, like, there's no need to fear. If an alien shows up in the atmosphere and it's from Mars or wherever it might be, Jesus Christ is more than capable of still standing, and that the, these aren't earth-shaking things. They don't shake our faith. And, you know, we're Reformed. That's our tradition. And so, you know, we're not fundamentalists in the sense of, you know, if it has, we have to find a chapter and verse for it to be untrue or true. We see the arc of Scripture, and the arc of Scripture is that Jesus is saving everything. And that's Colossians 1. You know, that's, you know, he is the king of the cosmos. And I just think that his supremacy, I would think, and I'll make a prediction that if aliens show up, what we will find is that within their culture is they will have had in some way, maybe not the clear revelation of Jesus Christ, but that God in ways that will deeply be tied with the Christian faith has revealed himself, and that this would be part of his plan to redeem the cosmos. So that's my prediction.
I'm speechless.
Man.
Bob is about to rebuke me publicly.
No, I'm just, I lead, I mean, I love you, brother, but I don't believe in aliens, but I would just, I go more in the demonic world. And I think your point though, is if it was demonic or angelic, but if it was demonic, I think your point is very, very valid. Like if an alien showed up your front door, I teach and disciple myself and my family, my friends, my church, don't fear it. In name of Jesus is authority over all things. End of subject.
Yeah. Well, this has gone way broader than I anticipated when we first saw it. And I would just like to remind us that there is the chance that this is some sort of secret governmental thing that's gone on here that we also are kind of witnessing. And so there's a whole host of potential realities that
but if it is aliens, I'm taking Bob with me for the visitation.
Oh, whatever. I'll rebuke that demon.
In the name of Jesus. Remember.
We should probably play background music as we conclude now.
I think that's a fitting place for us to conclude. This has been super interesting, and this has been Ordinary Christians. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. Goodbye.